yes, church size matters.
如果觉得重要的话，请把手举一下。
We got a maybe about 10.
哦，大概十个人觉得是这么想。
Who here says church size doesn't matter?
谁觉得教会的大小不要紧？
About the same.
差不多，
okay.
差不多的人数。
The rest are like, tell us the answer. What is the answer, right?
还有一些人是在等答案。
Okay, so we're going to work through scripture this morning to answer this question.
所以今天早上呢，我们要在那个从圣经的经节里来看到这个答案。
But first, we're going to play a game.
我们先玩一个游戏。
Alright, when am I pointing this? This is on. Okay. Which army would you lead to victory? Okay, so assuming you're going into battle, you have to lead an army.
他是说我们做一个游戏，假装我们是要去打一个仗。让我们选择一下哪一个军队是我们比较喜欢的。
So you know that your enemy has about 1,000 soldiers.
你知道你们的敌人大概有1,000人左右。
So you got two choices on which army you're going to lead. And your goal is victory, not to lose.
所以你有两个选择，你的当然你的最后的目标是要打赢，不是说打败。
All right.
Uh-oh. 没电了。
So let's see if this works. Alright, so here's the first option. You have a squad of about 20 people, 20 soldiers.
第一个呢是大概一个排，大概有20个人左右。
Okay. The next one is a brigade, which is 5,000 soldiers.
下面一个呢是一个旅大概有5,000个人左右。
Okay. Who here is going to lead the squad of 20 soldiers to victory?
谁会带着20个人就冲出去了？
Okay, who said that a small church doesn't matter? Who are those people?
Okay. 对，要把手先举起来。
So, none of you raise your hand. you're conflicting here with your answers.
所以刚才觉得教会大小不相关的人，这次也没有能够敢举手。
Okay, who here is going to lead the brigade of 5,000?
谁会带着一个旅就冲出去了？
Less people, like 4.
只有四个人。
Okay, nobody's confident with their answer here this morning.
所以大家对我们的答案没有信心。
Okay, so if it was me, I would take the brigade of 5,000, okay?
他说如果我要选的话，我当然选一个旅了。
I don't know that I could win with 20 people.
20个人打1,000个人，我是没有信心的。
But that's just me thinking from a human perspective.
这只是我从人的角度来看这些事情。
And this morning, what we want to explore is from God's perspective, right? What matters?
所以今天早上我们要看的是从神的眼光来看，什么事情最重要？
Could God just as well lead a soldier of 20 to victory over a brigade of 5,000?
我们要看一看神可不可能带着二十个人战胜一千个人？
It shouldn't surprise us that if you were honest, I would say most of you are going to choose 5,000.
就是说从人的眼光来看，如果我们老实的话，大部分人都应该选5,000人去打1,000人。
We tend to equate small with weak.
我们的习惯上呢，一般认为小就是比较弱。
Big with strong.
大的话就比较强。
Small with failure.
小呢容易失败。
Big with success.
大的话容易成功。
Small is insignificant.
小呢就意义不大。
And big is important.
越大呢越重要。
This is the perspective and attitude of most of us.
这是我们大部分人的眼光和我们的态度。
And this flows into how we make decisions in our daily lives.
这样的理解呢，就决定我们如何来做我们的生活中的决定。
This also flows into how we make church decisions.
这也让我们在教会里做决定，也会按照这个逻辑。
We tend to think smaller churches, and smaller ministries are not that important.
我们常常认为小的教会或者小的事工不太重要。
They're not impactful because it's small.
他们的那个影响不大，因为太小了。
We idolize and dream about bigger churches and big ministries.
我们就常常会梦想有一个大的教会或者一个大的事工。
As a result, smaller churches and smaller ministries tend to hesitate to try new ministries or be innovative.
因为这样一个事情呢，小教会就习惯于有的时候就容易止步不前，或者不可以想出一些比较有创造力的事情。
They're afraid of failing.
因为比较害怕失败。
They're afraid that what they do ultimately doesn't matter.
也害怕我们做的事情没有效果。
They're afraid they're going to lose out to bigger churches.
而且觉得可能小的教会最后也就失败于大的教会。
So the question we want to dive into today is that how God evaluates a church?
啊，所以我们今天真的要学习呢，是教会是这样，神是这样来看待教会的吗？
Does it matter the size of your church?
一个教会的大小到底要不要紧？
When it comes to God's kingdom, does size matter?
所以从天国的眼光来看的话，大小到底重要不重要？
And so today we're going to look at a passage which you have already read in Revelation 3.
所以今天我们要看的呢，是启示录的第三章。
Okay, so we're not going to read it again because you already read it.
我们不会再读一遍了，因为大家已经读过了。
It's a passage that centered around a church in Philadelphia.
所以呢，这一段呢是关于一个叫腓拉铁腓腓城的教会的一个情况。
This is back in Greek times, so this is modern day Turkey.
所以呢，这是希腊的时候，所以现在是这个地方呢是在土耳其。
Now in Revelation chapter 2-3, 7 churches are being addressed.
所以呢，在启示录的第二到第三章，一共讲了有七个教会。
Each of these churches, God has things that He commends them on and things that He is critical about.
所以神呢，表扬了他们的一些事情，也批评了他们的一些事情。
And so this one in particular, the church in Philadelphia, is the smallest, it is the youngest, it's in a small town, and it's in a very transitional area.
啊。所以这个教会呢是一个最小的最年轻的也是最幼小最弱小的然后在一个小地方而且是一个就是人来人往的地方没有很多固定的居民。
People are always moving in and out of this area.
所以人们呢总是在那里走来走去。
And so in many ways, it's very similar to GFCC.
所以呢看起来呢从很多方面来看这个教会就有点像我们的恩信华人教会。
You have a lot of similarities.
有很多相似的地方。
But despite this church in Philadelphia, God praises this church the most out of the seven churches.
啊，虽然这个教会这么的小，但是其实神在这个七个教会当中表扬最多的是这个小教会。
If I personally went there today and I look at them, I'll probably go like, eh.
所以如果我去来看这个教会的，我可能觉得，哎，可能不怎么样。
But God praises and commends them. Why is that?
但是神表扬他们为什么神这么喜欢他们呢
So we're going to look at a couple of things about this passage and about this church.
所以我们来看几件事情关于这个教会也关于这段经文。
So the first one is, size is a reality, but not a disability.
第一点呢就是说大小呢是一个现实的情况但并不是一个残缺的表现。
In verse 8, Jesus actually says this. He says, you have little strength.
所以在第八节呢耶稣就说了你们这教会是非常的小而且没有什么力量。
But as Christian, we know that size is irrelevant to God's kingdom.
但是如果我们是基督徒的话我们早就应该知道大小对神来说是不相关的事情。
Consider some of the historical narratives in scripture when it comes to size.
我们可以看一看圣经的一些经节关于大小的事情。
So one example that probably all of you are familiar with is David and Goliath.
有一个例子是大卫跟哥利亚的故事。
So David was a teenager.
那时候大卫才十几岁。
They were at war.
他们在跟非利士人打仗。
Even the fiercest soldier on David's side would not go up against the enemy.
就是在犹太人这边，就连最勇猛的那个勇士也不敢跟哥利亚挑战。
Because they had a giant called Goliath.
因为哥利亚是一个巨人。
And so God used this teenager who isn't even a seasoned soldier to beat Goliath.
所以神呢，用了大卫这个小孩子，他根本就没有打过仗，来打败这个巨人。
We think of another example.
我们可以找另外一个例子。
Gideon.
基甸的故事。
Gideon was given a pretty big army.
基甸有三百个人。
God slowly trimmed it down to 300.
刚开始的时候蛮多的，但神用了各种各样的办法，最后只剩三百个人。
And he complained against God and said, "God, this is too little people. I can't win this fight."
基甸说：“这怎么够呢？只有三百个人，怎么打得赢呢？”
Because he was going up against the Midianite army. That was 135,000 soldiers.
因为他要对付的米甸的那个军队有135,000人。
Yeah, 300 army, there is no way he could win, right?
300打13万人，怎么打得赢？
But God used him to win the war.
他是神使用基甸的军队来打赢这场仗。
We think of another example, Joseph.
我们也可以想到约瑟的故事。
Joseph was the youngest of 12 brothers.
约瑟是十二个兄弟里面最年轻的那个。
But God used him to save starvation in Egypt and his whole family.
所以神使用他，不仅拯救了埃及人，也拯救了他整个家庭。
One more example, Esther.
哦，还有以斯帖。
Esther was a young lady.
她不过是一个年轻的女孩。
But God used her to save the entire Jewish nation from genocide.
但是神使用她把整个犹太民族从那个灭族里面救了下来。
See, God doesn't deny that you're young or that you're small or your numbers is insignificant.
神不会否认我们可能是比较小，比较年轻。
But God doesn't see that as a disability.
但是神不觉得这是一个什么问题。
Victory comes from God's strength, not ours.
我们的胜利是从神的力量而来，而不是从我们的能力。
I want to show this chart.
我要秀你们一个图表。
So this is a study from LifeWay.
这是LifeWay 一个组织的一个研究。
And they did a research to see church sizes in America.
他们来研究美国教会的大小。
So if I just looked at all the media of churches.What I see on TV,
如果只是在电视里看教会的话
I would assume a lot of them are super big churches.
我们印象当然是觉得那些因为电视里的教会都是非常大的教会
And so we think that's normal. Most churches are big like that.
我们会以为那是正常的现象
But when we look at the statistics, it's actually the flip side.
但是如果我们看统计的话是完全不一样的
So the first circle there says churches that have 50 people or less in their congregation.
第一个小图是少于五十个人的教会。
That's 40% of the churches.
40%的教会少于五十个人。
So almost half of all churches have 50 people or less.
几乎一半的教会还不到五十个人。
I don't know if that shocks you.
不知道大家有没有惊讶。
It shocks me.
我反正是惊讶。
The next circle says churches that have between 51 people to 100 people.
第二个圈圈是51到100个人的教会。
That's 27%.
27%。
So, if you total them up, it means churches that have less than 100 people makes up 70% of all churches.
所以100个人以下的教会是大概70%左右。
That's shocking.
这是很让我惊讶的事情。
The next circle up, it's 101 to 250.
下一个稍微大一点的101到250个人
That's 20%
20%
So what does this tell you?
所以这说明什么呢
That 90% of churches have less than 250 people
所以 90% 的教会还不到250个人
So the vast majority of churches are actually small
所以绝大多数的教会都是非常小的
But despite that God continues to use all these small churches for kingdom work
尽管这些教会非常的小，神还是使用他们来做天国的事情。
These churches are making impact locally, nationally, and internationally.
这些教会起了很大的影响，不管是在地方上，还是在国家里，还是在国际上。
In reality, only about 10% of churches have more than 250.
所以呢，只有10%的教会有250人以上。
The ones that we see on TV and on social media that has more than 100 people is 2.6%.
所以我们在教会看到在电视或者媒体上看到的非常大的教会只有 2.6% 左右。
So they're not the norm.
他们不是正常的。
So when you look at your own church, don't feel discouraged.
所以当我们看自己的教会的时候不要觉得失望。
Yeah, don't say, oh man, I wish my church was bigger.
所以不要说我希望我们教会是大一些。
Because 90% of churches are around this size.
所以 90% 教会都像我们一样。
Yeah.So that was my first realization. I know I complained a lot when I first became a pastor at Grace Chinese. I was always complaining, why are we so small? You know, and then this is the reality.
所以呢，这对我来说是很重要的，因为我刚开始在Richmond 西区教会侍奉的时候，我总是抱怨我们太小了。
And when I'm going through God's word, you know, we see that size, sure, it is a reality, but it doesn't make you disabled from God's kingdom.
所以呢，让我们要记住我们的虽然大小是一个现实的状况，但并不说明我们有任何的缺乏。
All right. So when we go back to Revelation chapter 3, there are three things. Actually, there's more than three, but three of them we're going to focus on today.
所以今天呢，我们在这些境界里面，我们主要讲三个非常重要的事情。
So if size doesn't matter, what does?
所以如果大小不重要的话，那什么重要呢？
Right. If God doesn't put weight on size, what does He put weight on?
所以如果神看重的不是大小，那神看重的是什么呢？
So there's a couple of things here that we're going to unpack.
所以呢，有一些几件事情，我们现在要来看一看。
And I want to show you that churches that practice this and churches that are faithful to these things are victorious churches.
所以呢，教会呢，遵守这些事情呢，是战胜的教会。
All right, so regardless of their sizes.
不管大小。
So here's the first one. In verse 8, it says, churches who are victorious, churches that are commended by God, are the ones that discern and walk through God's open doors.
所以呢，说成功的教会呢，是辨别并且走在神的打开的门当中。
It says here, it says, I have opened the door for you.
这里说我把门打开了。
So, as a church, what we want to ask ourselves is, what kind of doors are God opening?
所以说一个教会，我们要仔细看的是神打开了什么样的门。
What doors could God be opening for GFCC right now?
所以神为我们恩信华人教会打开的门在哪里？
I want us to look at two Bible passages where it talks about open doors.
所以呢，我们要看两个经节是关于开门的事情。
Right, the first one is from Colossians 4.
第一个是哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians 4, chapter 4, verse 3.
哥罗西书第四章第三节。
So these are the disciples, and they are saying this. They say in verse 3, pray for us.That God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains.
也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁。
And so these early disciples, they knew that God is the one that opens and closes door, and so their purpose is to keep an eye open and pray and say, what doors are God opening for us?
所以这些早期的门徒呢，他们知道神是开门的神，所以他们最关心的是，他们要把自己的眼睛打开，能够看到神打开的门。
Secondly, in Acts chapter 14.
第二个是《使徒行传》的第十四章。
Acts 14, verse 27.
第二十七节。
Again, these are the disciples, and this is what it says. On arriving there, they gathered the church together.And reported all that God had done through them, and how He had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles.
所以这里呢是也是门徒们写的，是到了那里聚集了会众，就述说神借他们所行的一切事，并神怎样为外邦人开了信道的门。
So there's this idea that as a church, whether it's GCF or Grace Chinese in Richmond, God is constantly opening and closing doors. So as a church, are we watching out for that?
所以就是告提醒我们说，不管是哪个教会，我们都要知道神是不断的在开门的。我们要仔细的观察神把门开在哪里。
We don't want to be in a place where God opens doors and we miss it.
我们不希望神开了门之后，我们错过了。
Or if God opened a door and we don't want to walk through it.
或者有的时候我们明明知道，但是我们拒绝走过这样的门。
And so these are the things I think the church needs to work through.
这是我们教会要做的工作。
Be praying for it, just like these disciples.
所以我们要祷告，就像这些门徒们一样。
So I want to show this slide, which is our church in Grace Chinese. This is specifically the English ministry back in 2019.
这个是2019年的时候，我们Richmond 西区教会那个英文崇拜的那个一个图。
So we did a congregation exercise. We had all the English ministry folks together.And we went through an exercise of saying, what is our vision and mission for the English ministry?
所以我们所有英文敬拜的弟兄姐妹们在一起想一想我们将来的那个眼光是在哪里。
And when we have time, I can talk about that, but for today, we're going to focus on this one slide.
当时讲了很多事情，但今天我们就集中看这一张。
This slide shows the open doors that God had for us through the 5 years that I was there as the English pastor.
所以这张图展示的是我在那里做英文牧师的5年当中神开的所有的门。
So I'm still a pastor there, just not on staff.
我现在呢，当然还是他们的牧师，但是呢，现在不再是全职的在那边。
And I don't know if you know this, but Pastor Daniel Chu was the one who started the English ministry back in 2008.
我不知道大家知不知道，其实在我之前，这个事工是朱牧师2008年的时候开始的。
So he actually oversaw the English ministry till I became pastor in 2015.
所以呢，他在那里做了七年的事工，一直到2015年，我作为那边的牧师。
So these are some of the numbers. Back in 2015, we had one adult small group in our English ministry.
2015年的时候呢，我们有一个成年人的团。
And we have mostly youths.
主要的都是年轻人。
So at that point, I would say we were mostly a youth group.
所以更像我们现在的青少年团契的样子。
And a handful of adults.
就少量的几个成年人。
So in 2016, a door opened for us to minister to young families.
所以2016年的时候呢，一扇门打开了，很多年轻的家庭来到了这里。
Yeah, we started seeing a lot of young families with little kids start coming to our English ministry.
啊，所以有一些年轻的家庭带着小宝宝到我们的英文敬拜。
And so in 2016, we actually had more adults than we had youth.
所以到了2016年，我们就有更多的成年人，已经多于青少年了。
And at that point, some of the youth who went to college came back and became young adults at our church.
当然也有一些年轻人去上了大学又回来了，他们现在也是年轻的成年人。
So we started a young adult small group.
所以我们就开始了年轻的成年人的团契。
And God continued to open doors for us with adults, English speaking adults in 2017.
所以在2017年呢，讲英文的那个成年人越来越多。
So we multiply our adult small groups.
所以呢，那个成年人的这些小组呢，就翻倍了。
And then in 2018, we had more young families come, and so we multiply even more young family small groups.
所以呢，2018年的时候呢，更多的那个年轻的家庭加入，所以小组又翻倍了。
Then what we realized was God was bringing a lot of mixed marriages into our church, and so we started Manna, which is a small group to minister to American white husbands and Chinese wives.
那个时候呢，有很多跨国婚姻的人加入了我们的教会，所以我们开始了一个组叫马拿组，来照顾这些跨国婚姻的夫妻们。
And at that point, because we had a lot of adults, the men and the women decided to start a men's group and a women's group.
因为这个时候人数这么多呢，我们又开始了男生组跟女生组。
And so the year after that, in 2019.We said, okay, now we have so many adults, how do we start thinking not as a youth ministry, but as an actual English ministry church?
所以2019年呢，他们回顾的时候就想呢，我们现在最好不要再是一个 youth group, 一个年轻人组织，而是一个真正的英文敬拜。
So we asked ourselves, what open doors are God creating for us in the English ministry?
所以呢，在这个英文的那个事工上面呢，我们就问神，有哪些门打开了。
And so we saw opportunities for bringing in a youth director part-time.
所以呢，我们就请了一个youth director.
We also started working with our community, so a lot of non-profit within Richmond. We started partnering with them to help our communities.
所以呢，我们也跟社区的接触越来越多，可以帮助我们的社区。
We started partnering with local church plants.
我们也跟周围的那个教会要建堂了，跟他们一起同工。
We even had a family retreat.
我们还有一个家庭的退休会。
And a couple times that year, we exceeded 100 in attendance.
有好几次在那年里面，我们的那个英文敬拜超过了100个人。
And so I think what I want to highlight here is to say that God is always opening doors. Are your eyes open?
所以我要用这个图告诉大家的呢，说神是不断的在开门的。我们要关心是我们眼睛打开了没有。
Because if you don't catch the wind that the Spirit is moving, you're going to miss it.
说那个圣灵呢动起来就像风一样的，所以我们要警醒，要观察。
And so even this year during COVID, most of us are hiding in our house, right?
就在去年呢，这个新冠病毒这个时候呢，大部分都躲在家里。
Most of the churches have either gone stagnant or are in a decline.
所以很多教会呢就开始停滞不前，或者甚至开始下降。
And during this time, we continue to ask ourselves, what ministry and what doors are God opening for the English ministry at GCBCR?
但是呢，我们教会呢，仍然在这段时间也问自己，神在这个时候打开什么样的门？
We upgraded our AV so we could live stream out on YouTube.
啊，所以我们升级了我们的音响系统。
We've had actually a handful of people who bumped into that live stream and started coming to our church.
啊，有些人正好看到了我们的那个网上的那些敬拜，就开始参加我们的教会。
We have international viewers from the Philippines and Malaysia that are watching in on Sundays.
啊，我们还有一些人从菲律宾、从马来西亚来参加我们的网上的聚会。
During this time, we also grew our English pastoral staff to 2.
所以呢，我们而且还请了一个新的英文牧师。
It was originally just me, and now we have another English pastor who's on staff, and he's an American Filipino.
啊，本来是只有我一个人的，现在我们有两个英文牧师。这位牧师是美国出生的菲律宾的后代。
So we see the adult ministry growing, and we want to put emphasis on that and have more pastors to shepherd that ministry.
所以呢，因为我们看到这些事工的成长，我们需要更多的牧师来牧养这些人。
We also saw that there are several families in our church who have special needs children.
我们也看到我们的教会里有一些家庭的小孩子有特殊需要。
And so we started thinking and working through a ministry for families with children of special needs.
啊，所以我们有特别的事工来照顾这些有特殊需要的家庭。
And we're going to start a small group that's focusing on that.
啊，我们就会集中注意力来照顾他们。
Right now, actually this week, we're exploring a partnership with the Christian Training and Counseling Center.
啊，所以这个星期呢，我们在跟一个地方，一个叫基督徒的训练和counseling 咨询的一个。
Yeah. And the reason is because through COVID, we've seen a lot of mental health issues, whether it's with adults or with teenagers.
我们做这件事情是因为我们看到，因为新冠病毒的问题，很多人都有心理障碍。
You know, a lot of these are beyond what church members and pastors can handle.
其实这些事情一个教会是不能够处理完。
Some of them are very serious.
有一些人非常的严重。
And so we're partnering with the counseling center to help these families and to train our church members on basic counseling skills to help our church.
所以因为看到这些事情，我们教会就愿意来训练自己，装备自己，是可以来帮助这些人。
So all of this happened in this 1 year of COVID.
所以这些事情在一年之内就都发生了。
So God is constantly opening doors.
神是不断的在开门的。
Are our eyes open?
我们要把我们的眼睛打开。
Are we willing to step out in faith?
我们愿不愿意凭着信心迈出这一步？
Regardless of our size.
不管我们有多大。
It's scary, I'll tell you.
这是有的时候是蛮吓人的。
Here's the second point. Also in verse 8, it says, churches who are victorious in Christ keeps God's word and does not deny Christ.
第二点呢是说，如果一个教会要在神里面得胜的话，就要记住神的话，而不要拒绝耶稣。
In John 1:14, it says this.
在约翰福音一章十四节
，The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Jesus is the Word that literally became flesh.
耶稣是道成了肉身。
And so here, if we deny God's Word, we're denying Christ Jesus.
所以如果我们拒绝神的话语，我们就是拒绝耶稣基督。
But you know, it's actually very easy to do that.
其实我们经常会这样。
It's very easy to slip away.From God's word.
我们很容易就从神的话语当中远离了。
We allow politics to dictate and shape our church.
我们竟然会允许政治来影响我们的教会。
Oh, I saw that in the WeChat at our church.
我在我们教会的微信群里面看到了很多这样的问题。
The moderator on our WeChat was constantly trying to ask them not to get too political.
管理教会群的人经常要提醒弟兄姐妹们不要老是谈政治。
All right, that tears you away from God's word.
因为这些事情把我们从神的话语当中移开。
Some are worse. They'll use God's word to make their political points.
更糟糕的是，有人竟敢用神的话语来支持他们的政治观点。
We water down the gospel and make it self-help messages.
我们也可以犯另外一个错误，就是把神的福音把它给稀释了，变成了自我帮助的一种信息。
As a pastor, it's actually very easy to do that.
作为牧师有的时候也很容易犯这样的错。
Because I see so much needs that many times I try to look at scripture and say, how can this help you?
有的时候因为我们看到有人的需要，就忍不住从圣经里面看到一句话说，也许这句话可以帮助到你。
And so you start thinking about it more from a help, self-help rather than God's word.
所以我们更加从眼光就转化了，从反不是从神，而是从我们个人的帮助的眼光来看神的福音。
This is not a therapy book.
这个不是一个人生指南。
We also make church more like a social club.
我们一不小心就把教会变成了一个社会团体。
Rather than a Great Commission community.
而不是一个大使命的一个群体。
And especially when we try to have youth group, we try to entertain, rather than have spiritual depth.
有的时候呢，我们有 youth group 的时候呢，我们就把它变成一种就是让他们开心的一个地方，而不是让他们有属灵的深度。
So another question I like to ask FCC is, you know, are things that you do here helping or hindering you from keeping to God's word?
我们要想的是，我们在这里做的事情是会不会让我们阻挡神的话语呢？
These are difficult questions because you have to reflect on what you're doing.
这些是困难的问题，我们要真正是要反思我们的内心。
And it drives you to change, and none of us like change.
因为这些反思要让我们改变，但人是不喜欢改变的。
Okay, here's the last one. Third, churches who are victorious in Christ reject Satan's lies. This is in verse 9.
现在是第三点，就是第九节讲到，教会如果要在耶稣里得胜的话，要拒绝撒旦的谎言。
In Revelation 3, Jesus calls the synagogue there, the Jewish synagogue, it says synagogue of Satan.
耶稣在第九节说，那撒旦议会的。
Satan is the father of lies, we know that.
撒旦是谎言之父。
In John chapter 8, verse 44,
在约翰福音第八章第四十四节。
This is Jesus, okay? Jesus is saying,
耶稣说,
You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not withholding the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
You know, Satan will make us believe that we're not qualified because we're small.
撒旦呢会让我们相信我们不配，因为我们太小了。
That we don't have a lot of people.
我们没有太多的人。
We don't have a lot of resources.
我们没有很多资源。
We don't have a lot of influence.
我们没有很多的影响力。
Why even bother doing God's work?
为什么要做这些事情呢？
I'll be honest, I feel that sometimes.
我老老实实告诉你，我有的时候也这么想。
I get jealous of bigger churches.
我看到大的教会，我就感到嫉妒。
I'm like, wow, they have so much resources.
哇，他们有这么多的资源。
There are so many volunteers.
他们有这么多那个志愿者。
Oh man, sometimes I wish, why isn't my church like that?
有的时候我希望，为什么教会不能是这样呢？
Right, I start believing in the lies of Satan.
我开始相信撒旦的谎言。
But you have to remember, small things in God's hands become great things.
但是我们要记得，在神手里面的小事情会变成很大的事情。
So what lies are you believing about GFCC?
所以我们有时候要想一想，我们相信哪些撒旦的谎言呢？
What is preventing you from being light of Christ here?
有什么事情来阻止我们成为神的光呢？
Alright, so the real challenge here is,What door has got opened for GFCC in Charlottesville?
所以一个挑战呢，是我让我们看一看，神在 Charlottesville 给我们打开了什么样的门。
So I want to show a couple charts. You should have that handout. It's a bunch of demographic studies of Charlottesville.
后面有一些图，大家如果也拿了的话，你们手里都有这些图。
So if you can't see the slides, hopefully you have something in hand you can read, okay?
如果这个slide 太小的话，你可以看你手里的那个。
Raise your hand if you don't have it and grab it from the back.
如果你需要的，把手举一举，后面人可以递给你一个。
The church in Philadelphia was a very strategic location.
大家要知道，那个费城教会在那里是一个非常重要的一个战略地位。
Right, this church in Revelation, the Romans.Used its location as a gateway to spread Greek culture.
所以罗马呢是用以那里作为一个重要的门户来 来传播希腊文化。
It was in a very, very strategic location.
所以是非常重要的一个战略位置。
They spread the culture, the language, the civilization through this town.
嗯，他们把话语啊、文化呀、啊，都从这个镇传出去。
And it shouldn't shock us, and it's not by accident that this church was also planted there.
啊，所以呢，大家也不要奇怪，这就是为什么那个教会要放在那个地方。
It has a very strategic missional purpose.
因为它有一个有一个宣教的使命。
Because just as the Greek culture will spread from there, so will the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为在那里既可以传出那个希腊的文化，也可以传出神的话语。
Similarly, GFCC is in a very strategic location.
所以我们大家要知道，我们的恩信华人教会也是在一个非常重要的一个战略位置。
Charlottesville is a very strategic location.
下次是非常重要的一个地方。
What open doors are God putting before you here?
神在我们面前打开了什么门呢？
Alright, despite your size.
虽然我们很小。
Let's look at some of these charts to see what open doors could God be presenting to this church.
让我们看一看这些图表，告诉我们神打开了什么样的门。
So this is the first one. This is from 2019.
这是第一个2019年的。
It talks about the races in Charlottesville.
讲的是不同的种族。
So if you look at the Asians, there's 7% of Charlottesville is Asian.
7% 的下次是亚洲人。
That's about 3,400 Asians.
3,475 人。
So that's not a small amount.
这个人数不少。
This next one talks about age.
下面一个呢讲的是年纪。
So if we look at this, the median age for males and females are early 20s.
这是一个居中的年龄，不是一个平均年龄。但是呢，男生是24，女生是23。
So most of these people, or the most of the Asians here, are young.
大部分呢，在这里亚洲人都是年轻人。
If you look at home ownership,
如果看他们的住宿情况的话
，3/4, 77% are renters.
77%是租房的人。
If you look at language,
如果你看语言的话。
All the way down, foreign-born, they can speak Chinese language, 90%.
所以90%的人能够说中文。
Those that speak English only is very low.
只讲英文的人不是特别多。
This one is marital status.
这是讲婚姻状况。
Vast majority, 70% are never married.
70%的人都没有结过婚。
So the married ones are about 20%.
结婚的是相对是少数。
This one tells us if they were foreign-born or native-born in U.S.
是讲他们是从哪里出生的。
So 62% are not born in the U.S. Most are foreigners.
62% 是生在外国的。
And if you look at the breakdown of this, most are from Asia.
其实大部分人是亚洲出生的。
China specifically, there's 689 of them.
中国有689个人。
And you get like a sprinkling of Koreans and Vietnamese.
一些韩国人啊，还有一些越南人。
Indians.
印度人。
So what does this tell us?
这些告诉我们什么呢？
It says that you have a sizable Asian community in Charlottesville.
所以我们这里有一个比较大的一个亚洲社区。
They're young.
他们年轻。
They're not going to stay here long because they're renters.
他们待不久，因为他们只是在这里租房暂居的。
A vast majority of them are Chinese speakers.
很多人会讲中文。
But not as many English speakers.
但是讲英文的反而不够多。
The bulk of them are single and they're from China.
大部分人呢都是单身的，从中国来的。
So when we think about this as possibilities,
当我以这个来想我们的可能性的话。
When we think about this as what doors are God opening for GFCC,
从这个我们可以看一看神打开了什么样的门。
Maybe there's an opportunity for ESL ministry.
也许呢这里有一个可以说一个 English second language 就是教英文的一个施工。
Because we know there's a lot of Chinese speakers and very little English speakers.
因为呢，这里中国人多，讲英文的少。
Maybe you start an English service because you want to attract younger people.
也许呢，可以开始一个英文的敬拜，可以吸引年轻的人。
Maybe you start a young adult small group.
或者呢，我们可以考虑开始一个young adult 年轻的成年人的一个团契。
Maybe you do a sports ministry because they're young and active.
也许我们可以搞一个体育运动的一个事工，因为年轻人喜欢运动。
Start a basketball small group, or you start a tennis small group, any sports related.
也许可以搞篮球啊，或者打网球啊。
And these would lead to gospel conversations.
这些呢，其实很多时候就可以让我们有机会可以接触这些人，可以讲传讲福音。
Maybe you partner with UVA or some Asian association in Charlottesville to do cultural events.
也许呢，我们可以跟这 UVA 或者是这里的搞一些那个这里的文化活动。
And we've done that with Grace Chinese. We've participated in University of Richmond, VCU, even the Chinese schools. When they do Chinese New Year events, our church goes there. We set up a booth. We work with them, and they get to know our church.
所以我们在 Richmond 的那地方呢，我们经常加入当地的大学或者是中文学校的一些活动。
That's local mission.
这些呢都是本地的宣教。
And they're fun.
这也很有趣的。
Mission isn't dry and boring.
宣教活动其实不是干巴巴的。
It's just being in the community with the people.
就是在社区里面跟大家打交道。
And so your possibility there is endless.
所以呢，我们的可能性呢是没完没了。
And so I pray that as you take this handout home with you today, and you're looking through all these numbers, and you're looking through these statistics, that you would pray for these people.
所以我希望大家今天把这个发的单张拿回去的时候。要记得为这些人祷告。
Pray for God to let you see open doors.
也祷告求神让我们能够看到他打开的门。
Pray for God to give GFCC boldness and faith to walk into these doors.
所以求神呢给我们恩信华人教会有这样的信心，能够走进神打开的门里面。
And let God amaze you.
让神来让我们来称赞称奇。
All right, let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, you are so good.
亲爱的天父，你是这么的美好。
God, each time we open your word, you never fail to amaze us.
神，每次你打开你的话语的时候，你从来不会不惊奇我们。
To show us, Lord, that Christ Jesus loved us so much that he would give his life for us.
你让我们看到耶稣基督是这么的爱我们，他为我们舍身。
That we may be able to read and understand and feel and experience your word.
所以让我们真是愿意来阅读。理解也来经历你的话语。
We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice of Christ Jesus.
我们为耶稣基督的舍身感谢你。
Because if it wasn't for what he did on the cross and his resurrection, we would all still be in darkness.
如果不是带着十架上的舍身和他的复活，我们现在还生活在黑暗里。
We thank you, Lord, for GFCC here in Charlottesville.
我们为在这里的恩信华人教会感谢主。
We pray, Lord, that you will send your Spirit mightily into this congregation.
我们求主真是把圣灵真是大大的降临在这个教会。
That your spirit would transform each person here, Lord, to be one that is more like you.
你的圣灵真是可以转化我们每一个人，让我们都更像你。
And to transform GFCC, Lord, to be a church that reflects the Philadelphia church.
让我们这一个恩信华人教会就像当年的 Philadelphia 那个教会一样。
We thank you, Lord, for each person here.
我们为每一个人来感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, for each family here.
我们为这里的每一个家庭感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, for GFCC.
我们为恩信华人教会感谢你。
And we pray, Lord, that as we go about our work next week, that you will send us out into Charlottesville.
我们真是祷告，让我们下一星期的时候，你把我们送出去，在这个下次的每一个地方。
That all may come to hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们希望大家的所有的人都能够知道神你这个美好的消息。
We thank you and we praise you.
我感谢你，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.